as their chaplain, and I'm there for moral guidance, for spiritual support and pastoral care. That's the three main things about chaplaincy that we do. But actually, the reality is I'm just there for the guys to provide a listening ear and to just be there to walk the journey with them if they're having tough times, or just to be alongside them.
So how did you train to do your role?
I trained to be a vicar originally, which, depending on which bit of the church you're from, so I'm from the Church of England. So we do some academic training at college. So I did a theological degree, which took a couple of years in Bristol. And then I went off and did an apprenticeship, which is called a curacy in the Church of England. And so I did 4 years of that, and that was in Basingstoke. And then at the end of that training, I went on a taster day for the army chaplaincy, thinking I was making up the numbers. And I loved it. Had a great, great time. And I just really enjoyed meeting the people that I met that day. I felt really challenged. And it just was what I ended up wanting to do and feeling like God was asking me to do.
What do you do on a daily basis?
No, 2 days are the same, which is a very lovely thing about my job. But I think a lot of my role, I mean, some of it's just very like everybody else's job, you know, meetings, paperwork. But actually the hub of my job is just being available to the guys. So trying to be in the right place at the right time and enable them to have a space where they can come and talk freely and confidentially. And so I'm a support, hopefully, across the ranks. And just sort of my role is to be there in camp, but also if they're out on exercise, just to be where they are, because that's kind of the core of what we do.
What made you want to join the army? You said it was God's calling, but you know, it was the first instance of taking on the course.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because to explain to other people what God's calling feels like, I think it's this sort of inescapable tug of something that you just can't necessarily explain, but you just love it. And it's utterly bonkers for me. I mean, I'm 44, goodness me, and I look it. I'm so grey-haired and old, it's unreal. And I didn't think I was that fit, and I'm very middle class, and you're like, oh, crikey, is this going to work? But actually, I just really sense that this is the right place for me to be at this time in my life. And I think, even though it's a huge challenge, I think particularly as a woman, it's been wonderful. And I love working alongside the guys. They're just fantastic. And the Welsh Guards are brilliant. You know, they've got such a great sense of humour, and they are courageous, proud, you know, really honouring guys. And it's such a privilege to work alongside them.